26 degrees right now in Nashville. Currently, we've got partly cloudy skies overhead. Today, we should mostly see the sun, but there is also a 70% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Tennesseans could see changes in who represents them in the U.S. Senate. Senator Marsha Blackburn is running for governor, and Senator Bill Hagerty is up for re-election. But as WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports, Hagerty has a very good shot of hanging on to his seat.
It helps that Hagerty has no Republican challengers. The Democratic nominee is up for grabs. Four people are running. One has actually nabbed the ticket before. Memphian Marquita Bradshaw won in 2020, but ultimately lost in the general to Hagerty. And Hagerty again looks to be at a significant advantage. No Democrat is even close to fundraising as much as his $5 million in cash on hand. And for the record, no Democrat has won a Tennessee Senate seat since 1995. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Visit WPLN.org to find out more about who's running in Tennessee's August 6th primary. Early voting in that primary begins today. The failed execution of a Tennessee man has prompted a new formal complaint against the doctor involved in the procedure. The state tried unsuccessfully to execute Tony Carruthers by lethal injection in May. Staff could not establish a vein in his arms or chest for more than an hour, and the doctor was unable to get a central line in. Now the man's sister, a Memphis educator, has filed a complaint through the Tennessee Department of Health. It claims Dr. Mark Walton Fowler committed medical malpractice and violated the ethics of his profession. The complaint closely follows descriptions from the legal team that had preemptively objected to the doctor's involvement. It describes the doctor moving forward with procedures despite disagreement with other staff members and causing, quote, agony with multiple punctures. The state has defended its protocol and efforts on that day. Governor Bill Lee has rejected calls for an independent investigation or a moratorium on lethal injections. Knoxville civil rights figure Josephine Goss Sims has died at age 82. Sims served as a plaintiff in a lawsuit challenging Knoxville's Board of Education plan that would have allowed students to transfer back to their formerly segregated schools years after the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in Brown v. Board of Education. In Sims' case, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the policy violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Sims, who graduated prior to the 1963 ruling, later became the first black teacher at a predominantly white high school in Knoxville. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.